As the government has praised Stanbic Bank Uganda for providing holistic financial solutions that support Ugandans and strengthen the country's financial ecosystem. Alhaji Kadunabi Ibrahim Lubega, the Executive Director of the Insurance Regulatory Authority, IRA, lauded the bank for integrating banking, insurance and investment services, noting its role in financial inclusion and support for youth, women and small medium enterprises, the SMEs. Stanbic's Chief Executive Officer Mumba Kalifungwa highlighted the bank's 35-year positive impact agenda, including the 1 trillion shillings earmarked to support local enterprises and social initiatives across the country. Islamic scholar Dr. Walusimbi Abdul Hafiz praised Stanbic's collaboration with faith-based institutions and its focus on community upliftment during Ramadan. Here is what Kalifungwa earlier on shared.
As a financial institution, we see ourselves as partners in that tradition, enabling ethical enterprise for helping families plan confidently for the future. In our positive impact agenda, particularly for women, youth and farmers, is not separate from gatherings like this. It is strengthened by partnerships like this. When we support women-led SME, when we finance agricultural supply chain, when we empower young people with financial tools and digital access, we are investing in the very communities represented in this room tonight. Personally, as Ali gave me a touch program on some words in Islam, I am inspired by Islamic principles such as Aman, which speaks to trust, Isan, which talks about excellence, and Adil, that speaks to justice.
Mumba Kalifungwa there, the CEO of Stanbic Bank. Finally, the Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has delivered a strong rebuttal to US President Donald Trump's threat to end trade with Spain by restating his opposition to war and what he called the breakdown of international law. In a 10-minute televised address, Sanchez reflected on the wars in Ukraine and Gaza as well as the Iraq war more than 20 years ago, saying the Spanish government's position should be summed up as no to war. Trump threatened to impose a full trade embargo on Spain in response to Madrid's refusal to allow the US to use the jointly run bases at Morón and Rotafa for strikes on Iran. And that's it for now, dear listener. Maureen Patrick, still on Achila Kida till 10 a.m. A very good morning.